Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav, Hafsik Taira.
So, there's a big need in terms of Hafsik Taira, a couple of shayas, and one is Hafsik Taira Midiraisa, or is it Midirabon? What's the chayav one to be Mafsik Vitaira? Another shayah which comes up is, what's the usage of Hafsik Taira? Let's say somebody didn't do Hafsik Taira, but they really were tired. Is the pshat is, and she goes to the mikveh. Is the pshat is she did nothing besides the injury of Hafsikaira? Hafsikaira is part of the Taira process. And if I don't do it, if I don't do Hafsikaira, so pshat is I'm missing one of the steps in order to become tar. And even if Kapi Shmaya Galya one really was Mafsik B'Taira, you're considered Nida? Or is the sort of Hafsikaira just in order to make a beer? But let's say the person didn't do Hafsikaira and went to the mikvah. Is the person going to be Tara or not? You have to Hafsikaira, right? The Raisa, the runway for the reason is. Now, if somebody didn't do it, you're violating Tomei? Because it's part of the entire process. Just like if somebody didn't go to the mikvah, even if you stop seeing, you are Tomei. So if you didn't do Hafsikaira, this is part of the entire process. If I missed it, I am Tomei. Or the set of Hafsikaira is just, we have to know that you stop in order to let you go into the mikvah. Okay. By the way, we're not going to let you go to the mikvah. You want to know, a person didn't do Hafsik Taira. A person messed up, right? Once mentioned that they're like mistakes sometimes people make, that they count Hafsik Taira as day one. That happens once in a while, such a thing. Remember when I got engaged, so one of my friends came up to me, just don't make this mistake. Hafsik Taira, then day one, right? It's not day one, okay? So, whatever that, so that person who made that mistake, I don't know if he made a mistake, he said, I shouldn't make that mistake, but I guess it's good, they always like guys get married a couple months before you find out all the, maybe sometimes not so good, but anyhow.
If it's just a beer, why would you do it?
So then if you messed up, but really you are tar, so maybe we can't let you go to the mikvah. You want to know when he gets up to heaven. Are you a bias nida bias zava, whatever you are, or pshat is that's a mitzvah, and therefore maybe we weren't supposed to do it and you made a mistake, but you're not going to go straight to both the galaxies, right? Fine, so let's decide for a shot. In terms of whether Hafsik Taira is deraisa or derabanan, so this is the rush. And that's some of the tests. Some of the aleph. It's not Malkins. It's not.
Have it printed out.
Made that over?
No.
Okay, so I decided that Tais Rosh is going to the sugya of Toya. That the Gemara is handling in the Raya. Okay, so the case of Toya, the person is going to the mikveh didn't do Hafsik Taira. What's going on over there? In that case, how can you go to mikveh if you do Hafsik Taira? It's like Tais Rosh, either Chumra Darbana Ba'alma, which is Chumra Ba'alma, he says. Therefore, you're able to go to the mikvah, so Chumra Ba'alma, Pashat Rabbanan, or being out to Mafsik Taira right away. Maybe she's Mafsik Taira a couple of days ago, and she didn't realize, she forgot, and therefore that's why we're going to send her to the mikvah Misafik, because maybe she's Mafsik B'Taira, just she didn't pay attention to it, and she forgot that she did it. So it gets in the Tais Rosh, the two stones and Bezegar, is it Darbanan? Or it's the Raisa, I can go to mikvah over there. We say she did it and she forgot. Arzruah in Shinam and Ches brings down Bishlam the Rashban that the whole thing has tires of Darabonan. So, you know, as Midraisa, we say Moksa Mayan Sosam, and the whole thing is going to be.
Are you Moksa Mayan
Sosam? The whole thing is to check it out. Midraisa, you don't have to be Choshe, still seeing. It's not. What? Choshe, it's only a Bishlam the Rashban that's only going to be Darabonan. On the other hand, the other Mukarsis Masters can be the Raisa, so the Akiva Eger is Medaik in the Ramban, which we have in the Mamukimus. Ramban and Perak Bez Alech Aleph. Ramban says, Sefes, Sphere Shiv and Akim Sefes, Vasa, Bimizan Zeb, and Bintoyra Kachi. He wants to be daik from the Lashon of the Ramban. It sounds like it's a din deraisa, the din of Hafsik Taira, and the din of bedikas that it's going to be the right thing.
What?
The beginning of Siman Samach. And that's true, he wants to take on the Lashon Ramban. Beginning of that tshuva, which is on the Mamre Kemis, maybe we have it on later on, once the Mashma is going to be derived. The Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkat and Aleph, also sounds a little bit, he makes a drush out of it, and Nemzah is going to be derived. So the Mashma in the Veld is more Mukubal to go with the Hefzikawi done as a derived. So, what? So Aruch HaShulchan makes a drush, in the Tzukim, it has to be. As we zov domer, we have to know that it stopped seeing. We have to know the greer, so we stopped seeing. That's what Rabbi Shulchan makes. No, it doesn't. Those two don't have to do each other. Well, Reis Darbon and what together is, it could be the one, but it could be. Yeah, Chavis Das in Ois Gimel goes as the Reisa, the Rishoni brings down. He says that's more accepted that we look at it as the Reisa. In terms of whether it's a beerer or it's a part of the entire process, or it's a viewer. So the choice is a rush, which we saw in Samech Tes. What was this question? Why are you going to the mikvah? What's it going to help? You do Hefzik Taira. And the emphasis is a rush. Either it's a Chumra Drabanan, or maybe she's Mafzik Taira, and she forgot about it. But she did Hefzik Taira, and she forgot about it. The Masho over there in Samech Tes and Aleph, and also the Arsa Meach and Yisri Bia Vav Chavez, they say that Vav Chavez in Serbia. Thank you, Isha. They say that Yesh Lechalik Yedin B'dikin Zaynikim Hefzik Taira. They want to say that Hefzik Taira is a suffix. If you don't do Hefzik Taira, it's always a suffix, whether it really stopped or didn't stop. And on the side, it really stopped. You're really okay. You're able to be Matai yourself. And therefore, that's the Pshat, like Marta of Samach Tes. The question was, you need to have some Taira, you go to Mikvah. Taira says, every time you have some Taira, it's a Suffolk. We don't know. So you want to know, are we going to let you go to the Mikvah to go to Matthew Yulabaila? We can tell you, no, don't do that, because it's a Suffolk. Maybe it didn't stop. We want to know, to be Yoitza didn't feel it was not a Mitzvah. She, yes, go to the Mikvah, but still a Suffolk. So, Chumrah, you should go to the Mikvah. Because the whole Hefzik Taira is just a beer, it's just a beer of Alma. It's not part of Taira Paisas. And therefore, if a person really didn't see and miss Hefzik Taira, it would be good. That's the Chiddush of Arsa Meach and the Mashon Daf Samech Tes and Aleph. Can we move on to Tosfos Rosh, which gives us a different answer to that question. Going on like that. Tosfos Rosh is brought by the question. The question was in the Mashon Daf, where's Hefzik Taira? So the Mashon and Arsa Meach are saying Hefzik Taira is always a suffix. Therefore, L'chumra, go to Mikvah to get through the Zman HaMitzvah. But about when I can imagine you, the Baila could still have a suffix. Hashem again, the Tosfos Rosh gives different tarots from Ban over there, gives different tarots over there. They're going that Hefzik Taira is the etzem part of the entire process, and it wouldn't be just a suffix bomb.
What do
you say?
It's
telling you that it stopped. Now the question is, it's telling you that now you stop seeing, and it looks like that now is my suffix. Now, do you need that? Because you have to, part of the entire process, you have to know that and do that and then start designing the kiyum. Or every time I don't do that, it's just a suffix. What happened? And if Kabbish, that's so, kids of the Ark and Bukharis Mashal and the Arsa Meach, they both want to say that it's just always a suffix. Mashal, in the place of Rosh Ramban, they give different parrots that issue over there. They're going, obviously, that's not just a suffix, they're going, that's going
to be. What
do you say? Because part of the tire process is that you have to know about doing such and stop seeing. Just like you have to go to the mikvah, it's part of the tire process. So part of the tire process, you have to know that you stop seeing, then you can't sign the key. If we don't know, then it will not be considered a part of, it will not be considered part of the design key process. This is, the memory's full, so I want to erase something and put something else on. Okay, so this is a Chen Yosef. So the question was a lady who has a makkah, and a lady who has a makkah, the question is any eitzah for her to do a Hefzik Taira, what's she going to do? So nowadays we have an invention of a bedekah, they can just look up and see and they can go and do a Hefzik Taira. But in the old days this was a very big issue. And a lady who has a makkah, and you have no idea what the story is, so what life is she going to do a Hefzik Taira? So Zechin Yosef was Mechadish, that there's a klai gavasa roiva called Torah Kruva, and if I'll be roiv, it's pretty safe to assume that the lady stops seeing, because she normally sees 5 days and you waited 7 days, she never see waited 7 days, then you're able to assume that she stops seeing, and you have a chazaka she stops seeing. What's the raya wants to bring? Wants to bring a raya for the Gemara and Tafka Zulav. The Gemara says that, can I have a Gemara here? There you go. Somebody goes away and comes back. Says Ish Ish Leves. Ish Ish has a set time when she sees. Bal Mechashi Mevesta Obala. The husband comes back. She has no idea. She's Tom Bay. She's Tar. So she has a normal time when she sees. The husband has a right to assume that she's going to be Tar. You just Cheshmini Mevesta and you're going to be Tar. So if I look in the eyes, well, where was Epsakira? You know where was Epsakira? The husband doesn't know she had Epsakira. And that's part of the process, so how do you know
Bechal?
I know she was playful. So you want to say, it's Ara. So you want to say, we see that if you go bust the Zman of which you normally see, you're able to assume that she's Mapsik Bataira, and therefore it's going to be okay. No, the husband, right. If it's past the time which you normally see, you're able to, you have a Chazak and Roy, she stops seeing. Therefore, that is your Hafsaktaira. Hafsaktaira, you have to know it stopped. I know you stopped. Roiv is a Kal Kol Torah Kula, and therefore, being it's a Kal Kol Torah Kula, I know that she stopped now, therefore, it's going to, therefore, I have a right to assume that she stopped. That is the Mokim, the Hafsak. Kiveger, it's Choylik, Sitar, Kiveger, the being a right from Agamara. Agamara says that a lady didn't do Hafsaktaira, so Agamara says, you're Tomei. Agamara says that. The Tyra don't like it so much. They want to say that the Pashas Sugis Master, you don't have to Tyra, is considered your Safak Tame, and therefore they want to be chilek on. They want to be chilek on certain days. So Chazanish likes the Zukin Yosef. Chazanish wants to say that, but that's why shouldn't we send Machan Roiv? Roiv works at Altar Kula. And why shouldn't you send Machan Roiv? It says the dichoy of the Rekiva Egan, the city Tadi Gemara and Tasvav, that the husband's right to Chesh may Vester and sit herself Tar. I don't have Sik Tayra, so the Kivega city Tayra say no. But there it's talking about, you don't know for sure that she saw. So if you don't know for sure that she saw, so we're right, you have to assume that she saw. Because it's a Chazak, she's going to see. Same Chazak, so she's going to see. Chazakner tells you that you pass the time and therefore she's going to be Tar. In a case where you know that she saw, it's like a Kavegan city tire that make a taste, that you have a right to go ahead and say that the rave is mafkia when you know about it that you saw. The only time you can sum up on a rave is only more Tazov on a base where you have no idea. You were left, she was Tar. You came back 2 months later. So she's passed this man which she normally sees. So I have a chazaka that she sees, but I also have a chazaka that she's Tar, because I pass the Zman, and therefore it can be Tar. So again, in a case where, you know, Vadir she saw, and just, she has a makah, just to go ahead and say that now, we're going to go Basar Raiv, make a tasty douche or something. That's what Kavik can see the entire time. Chazanish says, doesn't really agree with that, he says a Raiv is a Raiv, what's the difference? Raiv is a clown called Torah Kula, if you have a Raiv, you have a Raiv, and why shouldn't it work? If it's Roiv Gomer, why shouldn't work by Vadi Rasa? But he says the only time it's Shaykh Svarazu is only Ishu has Shazves. A lady who sees Napa Shazves, or she sees at a time which is not regular normally, then you can't be some kind of zifnias. The whole time you can say as far as zifnias is the avarayah is only if you're on pattern, you're on schedule. You have a vest, 5 days later you stop, now you're good to go. Isha who's off schedule, or Isha doesn't have a vest, so what right do you have to write to some kind of right? You're not in your normal mode, you're not in a normal regular schedule. He says, there's the whole kash, the city towers are passing what Samachet sounds like. If you don't do Hefsekai, you're going to be Tomei. Tarek says, that's Tomei Isha Shein Leves, so Isha's saying not in the right time. There you have no right to be Samach on the 7 days if, because you're not in a regular mode, that's why you can't be Samach. Okay, so just to sum up like this. So if Yosef wants to say that if you wait the amount of time that you normally don't see, you're okay. What's the raya? That's what from the base. It sounds like the husband has the right to assume that she's tar. Has no Zafsektar, you have a right to assume that he's tar. The Chavis Das said that would be machik like more over there, because they say over there is talking about you don't know what she saw. If it's something she saw, you can Samach on the right. So Nibadi Rotsa is not going to be, you have no right. The only being a right from where Samaches, Pashas Suk is Mash, Avastar is Makif. You don't have a Avastar is Makif, you stay Tomei. Therefore, you see, you don't go Basilei. Chaznish likes the Zichon Yosef, but he said that it only applies in the case where she has a Veskabu and you're on schedule. If you're off schedule or not a normal Ria, then you have no right to be Samachon Yosef. That's Pashas the Pashas Mar Samaches, which sounds like Avastar is Makif. He can't be Samach on the Roy, that's talking about a case where she's not on a schedule. And if he says, Bizmana Zeh, we're Chushes, all our Rias are Bidikas Ziva, maybe. So always Chushes, they always off schedule. If for the Maitzi, now you have to send it on. Because always it's sad, we're Chushes nowadays, all our Rias can't send it on. Because it's Zaval, if for the Maitzi, you're not able to send it on. Fine. So Kapanam, so we discussed three things with Gav Sektaira. Any number one, Gav Sektaira is Dreis Lebanon, Samach Loikas. Any number two, when Gav Sektaira finds it? Any number two, I have a watch. Any number two, when Gav Sektaira, is it a beer or is it a part of the entire process? Thank you. And the last number, Gav Sektaira, but he can summon Isha as a Maka. He's Samach on the fact that she goes Basaroy, and Kivay gets Sektaira. I don't like it. Chazin says, even if it's Manazay, you can be Samach on the Kudak class of Yazava. That means you're off schedule. Nida is scheduled. Zava means you're off schedule, you're seeing the wrong guy. So if always Chayish is that his man is there, or Ria, so maybe Ria is Zava, because we're not Baki, we have to be Machmer, and that's when Machmer is in the key, and so Chilik HaChomer is that maybe you're off schedule. So therefore you won't be able to Samach, you're not be able to Samach. So nowadays it's not so much of a Shai, you just go to Bodeket. And you go to Bodeket, you look in, and see what's going on, to see whether the Makar is clean, and therefore the Shai of that
Samach.
They do the Bidika, look inside, and they see that no blood's coming out, and they do the Bidika, they see the cut, and they go around it. Therefore, it's not going to be such a problem. But the Gay is my Hefsek Tire, so we spoke about Rechas, the Gay is my Hefsek Tire, when a person is supposed to be doing it. And Hefsek Tire, you cannot have a Tliya, because you have to be Mafsik the Bira that you don't know for sure. So she sees the Maka, and she goes ahead and does a Bidika. Fine. But again, it's man of the has to have the Hefsek Tyro when you have to do Hefsek Tyro. Just look at like a Chilo. When's the best time to do Hefsek Tyro? Half an hour before Shkia. That's the most ideal time. But if it's not going to work out on the schedule, we can do from Menchitana. For the Yavet, Shachris, it depends if that's the first day you're seeing. Not the first day you're seeing, just look at about this. So what's the last time you're able to do Hefsek Tyro? So Hefsek Tyro, the Chavis says, you have to put in for Benashmashas and keep it there the whole amount of Benashmashas. When does Benashmashas start? So you're doing machlokes between the Goinim and the Benatam. Is Benashmashas start right by Shkia? First and not the time, 15.5 minutes, 18 minutes, whatever, probably how long the mill is. Or is Benashmashas start 59.5 minutes after Shkia? That's Benashmashas, and then 13.5 minutes later is going to be Zman of Laila. That's a shita of Benotam. So the shaila is when it comes to doing the Hefsek Tyra, you have to put in the whole Benashmashas. So you have to know when is Benashmashas starts, and then that's the point which you have to put in the Hefsek Tyra. So according to the Goinim, right by Shkia, that's where Benashmashas are going to start. And Shenkin, according to Benotam, Benashmashas are starting much later. It's going to start technically 59 minutes after Shkia, and that's when this man of Benashmashas is going to start. How do we pass him in the gate of the Machlekes of Benatam, the Goinim? Well, it's
big machleikus. The Chassidim b'derek klal go with Rabbeinu Tam, and they hold that the Ikar Zman is Rabbeinu Tam. That's why you go to the Chassidim shtibul after daven mincha to who knows when, right? It's not just because they're going to Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore till 59 minutes after Shkia, it's still considered Yoyim, and being that it's still considered part of the day, therefore you're able to make a Hafsek Tayar then, and it's going to be okay. Well, you can do the Hafsek Tayar and the Moich. You do Hafsek Tayar 30 minutes after Shkia, it's Friday Yoyim. You could be driving on Shabbos Friday night, a half hour after Shkia. I think it's Magen Avraham Kudemani, he says that, yeah, we do Malacha for the Shach. Yeah, half hour of the Shkia, do Malacha, of course. Who doesn't do Malacha half hour of the Shkia? They all like the Goyim. They all like Rabbeinu Tam. They have a successor by the Yoyim. And therefore... That's the Shita of, well, Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Goyim, which has a lot of ramifications, a muscle. A baby is born 20 minutes after Shkia. 20 minutes after Shkia. On a regular day. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what is that? It's by the Yoyim. So it's sort of by the Yoyim, so the verse would be, that's day one, and the verse would be 8 days later. According to the Goyim, right, that's Bein HaShemashas, whenever it's Bein HaShemashas, or Vaday Lai, or whatever it is, therefore, you have to push off to the next day. The Mechitzitzik has a Shaila, that somebody asked him a question like this, that when he was young, he was like, he was born in the Haimusha family, and they kept 72, and he's born like, 30 minutes after Shkia, that's when he was born. So they did the bris, they count as day one. Now he lives in Yishalayim, and there's Yishalayim in Nagam, and he kisses at night. That was my every day at 18. Break, and so now he'll come out, either he's Mechal Shabbos, he's an Arul, right? One of the two. And yeah, he's Mephapel in the Sugya in terms of. What's the correct thing to do in that situation? Al Kapanim. What? What do you say? Then he can't be in the Malacha, right? He can't do the Malacha by Shabbos. A little bit of a Tati Sassi going on. A little bit of Tati Sassi going on. Yeah, so in terms of how he passed him in the Gate of Gunner and Bein Utam, the Malacha is not really so much Machriya. Or Moshe writes in Tshuva, who can be Machriya Bein Shteg De Elam, who can be Machriya? And Moshe says that you have to be Machmer for both. You have Machmer the Goyim and Machmer Bein Tam. Therefore, Malach Erev Shabbos is not Bashkia, and Moshe Shabbos have to wait for Bein Tam in order to go ahead and do Malach. What? Mm-hmm. Who? Bris Milo passes with Machmer. Same thing. We Machmer. It's a Suffolk, right? It won't be Chol Shabbos, so Safi always do much Shabbos. Never going to be. It's one Friday or much of Shabbos in the twilight zone. You can push off the sun. Either one, whatever the Safi is, always going to. It's a duo when Rav Aaron made a deal with the Sanhedrin Rebbe that he didn't want America to be split up into two different camps. So he made a deal with the Sanhedrin Rebbe that you keep Shkia and we'll keep 72. That's the White Liquid keeps 72 and Sanhedrin Rebbe keeps Shkia. I'll be right to keep it a deal. But who knows about the Yevit or
Karbonis.
Oh, Mincha is a little more cow, but even Mocha. Yeah, it's the kids of the Ramosha says who has the right to be Machriya, therefore Moshe holds you have to be Machriya Boda. When is 50 come from in America? Or Moshe says, because he went outside and he saw that it's always very, very dark. That three stars, this is a problem, this is a little complicated. The Moshe says, three stars about the light. You know, I got that. What type of stars? Middle stars? Whatever it is. But once the three stars are out, it's considered by the light. So Moshe says he went outside for a long time and he always saw that for 50 minutes on in New York, it doesn't get any darker and it doesn't get any more stars. And therefore, 50 minutes is by the light. Therefore, that's where the cheshvan of 50 minutes. Come from, which still says Toyd, your Shemayim, Yosef, Tumachim 72, but he says Mikra, then it's going to be 50. Or Moshe only said that in New York. It doesn't apply to every single place. You have to, what? Huh? Fine, New York, Jersey, the same thing, but, what? What? 50 minutes would be the. In different places, you just have to know what's going on in Chicago, Los Angeles, it might be different. You just have to test it. Moshe said he tested it. And therefore, what?
using it like a something on the window of Chayyur's blessing.
Oh, yeah. For kids of us, no one does that. So Moshe said that's the chesed. In the 50s, there's, you know, toiv to go ahead and to be machmor. That's with the. Yeah. Okay, so comes along Moshe. In Yerushalayim, they're pretty much in the brave. They shake into the goyim. They do the goyim. Why? Because the Mitzias, the say 72 over here, is very, very schwer. Just you go outside 20, 25 minutes after Shkia, it's pitch black. And it's not getting any, it doesn't get any darker. So it depends on the choice, either in a time never said in Eretz Yisrael, or in a time's wrong, whatever the Nusach is. And the Yishalayim is definitely go with the Goinim. Yeah, they don't wait 72. So they wait a little bit longer, what? They wait a little longer, they do with Cheshbonos of this Sefer Shabbos, and maybe how long is the mill? So if you go mill, maybe 24 minutes, they get to 18 minutes, plus a little Tesh Shabbos, a little this, a little that. And then they came up with this man to be a little bit later. What? It ranges from 33 to 41. They're going with a certain amount of based on. It's based on where the sun sets, based on sun, summer and winter. And that's what's going to be based on. So comes along Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was like, okay. In Yerushalayim, basically, is Mekubal. A lady misses Hefsek Taira, she misses Shkia, dead.
1 minute.
1 second after Shkia, you're not able to do it. You want to even okay, I want to give it more. Okay, so my second son was born in between the new guys, the old guys, I heard this story a million times, Bobby. My second son was born in between the two Shkias. The two Luachs, the Chuvitsinskin is being Leitim. What? No, the three Shkias. The Shkias are Meisher, which is that's the Mechash, I'm not talking about. The different Luachs say what time the Shkia, Seif Shkia is the being Leitim calendar and the Chuvitsinskin, it's all the old calendar. So, one calendar said 444, the one said 446, and my son's one 445. So if it's 446, it's day. If it's 444, it's Midrash Mashas. So the Shailas went to go ahead and do their business. Oh, like how many years ago? Since 18, yeah. About 18 years ago. So I went to Rabbi Berkowitz and he said, oh, so go to Rabbi Asher, now we'll get Achra, which is the Iker calendar. So I went to Rabbi David, so Rabbi David went to Rabbi Asher, and he came back and said, Rabbi Asher said, unless the baby's born 3 minutes before Shkia, you have to be Machmer and push off the bris. And that's 3 minutes before Shkia, you have to be Machmer to push off the bris. What? 3 minutes before, so he's not answering the question. Okay, it wasn't 3 minutes before, so it's not relevant. Yeah, it was not 3 minutes, you have to do it. So kids have made a whole combo, like, where does 3 minutes come from, and they chetesa. So my mother went into Tzvi Weber, the Rav in the Yaakov. So he went into the Rav Yashiv, he's going to make a taste of 3 minutes, and also there's somebody sleikas with, we're in the tam, and then the smushes, and what's considered later, right over the head, and, all the sleikas. So Rav Yashiv thought a minute, and he said, no, okay, 2 minutes. Because Rav Yashiv held up side is that you can't cut things down to the mamash to the last second, being that our watches aren't so meductic and not everything's so accurate, and if it's even a suffix, if it's a suffix, he wants to go ahead and be machmer. And therefore, unless it's... What? What? They either didn't cut things down to the last second, or they were machmer. It's a suffix device. Pastor Naman. And therefore, you have to go ahead and be machmer. So, kids in Eretz Yisrael, it's pretty mekubal. You miss Shkia. 2 minutes, if you get it, if you miss Shkia, then this applies to everything. Shabbos, Kriya Shema, you shouldn't cut things down to the last second. Because Shabbos all the time that, oh, I lit mamish a minute before Shkia, then I had the Pashas, if it was Pashas, whatever, and it's still five minutes. You cut things down to the last second, you end up getting into trouble. Fine, luck upon him. So it's Mekubal Eretz Yisrael, if you miss Hefsek Taira by a second, finish, done, and you're going to have to push it off for another day. Rav Moshe comes along once and makes a Svek Sveika. It's like Rav Moshe, that every single time you have a Svek Sveika. What's Svek Sveika? Suffolk, like Rav Moshe Tam, Suffolk like the Goinim. According to the time, it's about a day. 10 minutes after Shkia. According to the Goinim, it's Suffolk Rinnish Moshe. So we had him once. According to the time, it's about a day. According to the Goinim, it's a Suffolk. So if it's a Sveika, Rinnish Moshe itself is a Suffolk. And according to the time, it's about a day. So you can make a Sveika. If it's a Zokar Moshe,
If it's been a smushes, which is a bad that you're going to be in a time, you can make a sveika and you can go out to be mekel. If it's zakar moisha, you can make it to 9 minutes after shkia. Why 9 minutes after shkia? Because moisha's schedule was there had been a time in America is going to be 50, not 72, because he went out and said that it doesn't get darker. That's his manner of being a time. If it's zakar moisha up to 9 minutes after shkia, if you figure out the math, 13 and a half to 72, if you're not getting 50, it's going to be 9 minutes. Up to 9 minutes after shkia, but the evidence moisha's going to make it to make apsatira. Because according to many times by the Yom, according to the Gaonim of Safik, and therefore Rav Moshe was medical. Praise God, so now there are a couple of times on Rav Moshe. One time, if I remember correctly, Tosfos Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph says that if you're making a Svek Sveika, which is going to be a tight day to Sasri, what are you going to say? You say, today, Naimus after Shkia is that day or night. What are you going to say? Erev on Shabbos. Can I do Malacha Naimus after Shkia? So I'll make a Svek Sveika and say, I can do Malacha. So it's like, right? Because maybe according to many times about the Yom, according to Goyim is a suffix, I can do Malacha. Much as Shabbos, 9 minutes after Shkia, I can also make a Svek Svek. I can say, right? I can make a Svek Svek, right? Suffix Goyim, suffix Laila. What? What do you say?
It's about that
Laila. According to Goyim, it's about Shabbos. 1 second, I'm going to mix up now.
Shabbos.
What do you say? It's still going to be Shabbos. 1 second. Today is day. Okay, fine. But the place guy saw, and there's a very local Shilman Aleph with Claire's. Can you make a Suffolk Ben Hashemashas? If you have a Suffolk Ben Hashemashas, can I make a Svek Svek or not? Someone brought by Mila. I'm not sure what Ben Hashemashas. Can I make it into a Svek Svek or not? And Berlach is not able to make it into a Svek Svek. And Maisa, the place guy, it's still
the
Maisa.
What was the first problem with the accessory?
What?
What was the first problem with the
accessory? I have to work out again, he's saying because you can't say, there's a client can make a Svek Svek, it can be a Tarte de Sassi. So today we're going to say that we'll make the Tarte de Sassi and make it into a day. Day. Tomorrow, let's have a Svek, I want to make it into night.
If you want to start with any time, you're going to say it's a Svek Svek.
Right, and I'm coming. Suffolk Bennett time. If you want to make a Suffolk Bennett time, I can do it the other way around. I can make them both ways. I can use the Goyim on Mach Shabbos and Spanish Mach Shabbos time, right? I can make use the Goyim on Mach Shabbos and say that 59 minutes after Shkia, I can say that it's by the Laila. It's going to go in by the Laila. According to the time, it's Suffolk. If I can make a Mach Shabbos, right, that's okay. I can make a Mach Shabbos 59 minutes after Shkia, and make go on Erev Shabbos 10 minutes after Shkia. Use the same Svek Sveika for the Svek Tate Sassi, and I'd be able to do it. The kids are. You can't do a Tate Sassi, so Svek Sveika. The kids are pretty much so not to do it in America. I imagine the five Pesha Bun go with it. Lakewood. My cousin teaches Tom Chacham, so every time I met him, I used to like smooth them. So he told me that they only sumach on Lakewood, like if there's like Shalom Bayis issues or fertility issues. Like if it's Shatzat Chak, then there'll be sumach on.
But no one
is more than 9 minutes. And it's 9 minutes turns into 6 minutes, if you do the math. Because over here, let's do the math. I mean, it's not going to be 13 and a half over here. It'll be 20, 25, that's when it's very dark. So if there's 50, it's going to be like 4.5 and everything. 4.5, it's going to be. Basically, Shatzach HaGadol, you know, if the husband's very, very mad and Shalom Bayis is not so good. So, okay. If you guys call me out, I'm not going to make all of it, okay. Don't call me out, you're all angry and whatever. But, so basically, Shatzach HaGadol, you know, there's a Moshe.
Even here?
Have you ever been make all? Yes, but not too often. Most marriages are great. Okay, we're good. Kim is saying Shalom Bayis, fine, you shouldn't get the wrong idea. Okay. Well, Kopanim, but, you know, B'derek Kahn asked that. Once at a shadow, the lady started like a second before this man, and she finished it after.
How long did she last
that? Huh? No, but that, this one which didn't exist. Besides that, some mummies. You have to have your shkia. So, it's an interesting shot. Do you say like you started before, so you started the bureau, so you just didn't take it out? You didn't take it out. So therefore, now we know when you took it out, so you retarded them.
Or the pshat is, since I didn't know pshat maisa is going to be okay. So pshat is okay. Since now we know that lemaisa you were now no, since you know lemaisa since you know lemaisa that you were tar, therefore we're going to be tar. Okay, because we're out of time. So